sustainable agricultural growth often takes time and requires a consistent policy framework over longer periods. In West Africa, policies were often not fully implemented or were abandoned or changed maybe after a relatively short period of time that was insufficient for these programs to really yield results. ECOWAS member countries have agreed on a common agricultural policies based on reducing the dependency on food imports at the regional level. However, after the 2008 food price crisis, several countries have introduced export bans or other measures which undermined regional integration. And such measures create mistrust amongst farmers and other private actors, which are the protagonists of agricultural growth.
So what would regional integration mean for these countries?
Regional integration would allow countries to access a market of over 300 million persons, and this creates huge opportunities to expand intra-regional trade in making use of different production potentials and consumption patterns. A well-functioning regional market can also help reduce price volatility. For example, a deficit in one country can be reduced by food imports from neighboring countries. Through increased regional integration, West African countries could also benefit better from economies of scale in areas such as research, markets for seeds and fertilizer. For example, harmonized protocols for testing and releasing new seeds and varieties could speed up their availability across borders, as they would only have to be tested in one country rather than in every country separately.
What are the main areas of investment at the national level that need to be focused on in order to create sustainable long-term growth?
Well, fortunately, the need to expand agricultural investments has been broadly recognized and progress has been made. However, while more investments in agriculture are important, a better mix of investments is equally important. Recently, also in response to the food price crisis, many countries have spent substantial shares of their agricultural budgets on short-term measures, such as input subsidies. However, in order to achieve sustainable and inclusive growth, it is important to focus on the long-term drivers and structural building blocks of such growth. One important area is agricultural research and development, which has been neglected over the past 20 to 30 years. Agricultural research is crucial not only to increase yields, but also to allow farmers to better adapt to climate change. A second important area is building the skills base for agriculture in the 21st century. Agriculture is becoming increasingly knowledge-driven, so knowledge and skills need to be enhanced at all levels, starting at the farm level up to consumers who need to better understand the nutrition and health implications of different diets.